The Sefer names through Parsha Framshir for Parsha's Korach, we're looking at the Sefer Bechor Shor. Now there are actually two Sfarim known as the Bechor Shor, so we'll go in order of history. The first one is the Bechor Shor written by Rav Yosef Bechor Shor, also known as the Rivash, who lived from 1140. We're not sure exactly when he passed away. He was one of the Balei HaTosfos. His Rebbe was Rabbeinu Tam. His brother was the Rashbam. Now the Bechor Shor, the phrase Bechor Shor comes up in Parshas Korach, in Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Yud Zayin, where it says, Ach Bechor Shor, or Bechor Kesev, or Bechor Eiz, Ki Lo Yifdeh, Kodeshem. It's essentially the halacha of a Bechor Tahor, that a firstborn from a kosher animal, that it needs to be brought as a karban. So the Bechor Shor, the firstborn ox, is actually derived from an expression applying to Yosef, which Rashi interprets to mean that Bechor is Lashon of Gedula and Malchus, and the power of a shor to conquer other kingdoms. It's used as a praise, as a bracha for Yosef, and that's why the Rivash, whose name was Yosef, received this surname. He's also known as the Tosos, in Tosos, in several places in Shas, as Rav Yosef ben Rav Yitzhak of Orleans, France. He was a student of Rabbeinu Tam. His primary work on the Torah was called the Bechor Shor. He's occasionally quoted by Tosfos in the Gemara. He also authored several Slichos and Piyutim. His Torah commentary, Bechor Shor, as a Rishon, is very similar to Rashi in that it focuses on the literal, the most simple interpretation of the Pasuk, the Pshat. And therefore, he attempts to give rational explanations for even miraculous stories in the Torah, anticipating biblical criticism. So four such examples are the following. Number one, by the Eitz Hadas, he says, really, it was a tree of healing. I mean, the fruit of the tree could heal sickness. Number two, when the Torah tells us that Lot's wife turned to salt, he says she was lingering on the road. There was a fire and brimstone that was coming from the fires of the destruction of Sodom and Amorah, and that killed her. And so it mixed with salt. So it doesn't mean she literally turned to a pillar of salt. It means by natural means, through that fire and brimstone, that's how salt emerged. Number three, we know the Torah says Yaakov worked for Laban for 7 years, and they were in his eyes as a few days is his love for Rachel. So the question he asks is, shouldn't it be the opposite? That if you want something so badly, if Yaakov loved Rachel so much, wouldn't those 7 years feel like forever? So the Bechor Shor answers that the pshat is that Yaakov suggested the 7 years as he knew what he was getting. So he thought 7 years was a bargain, meaning he thought Rachel's worth 50 years. So what it means that those 7 years were in his eyes as a few days, it means that when he suggested, I'll work only 7 years for Rachel, he viewed that as being a bargain. And that's why it felt short to him. Number four, in Paro's dream, he told Yosef that the 7 thin ears of corn swallowed the 7 thick ears of corn. The Bechor Shor says that an ear of corn cannot swallow another ear of corn. Rather, it means that the thin ones grew so tall that the thick ones were no longer visible. The Bechor Shor's commentary on the Torah was lost for hundreds of years until a manuscript was discovered in the 19th century. It showed, actually, that those darshanim who were trying to explain the Pasha Pshat of the Torah was not entirely popular. So this is the commentary of the Bechor Shor, a Rishon, that we've only discovered in the last several hundred years. There's another Bechor Shor, who was Alexander Sender Shor, who lived from 1673 to 1737. He's the author of the Bechor Shor on certain Mesechtos, also the author of the Sefer Simla Chadasha. So he was born in Poland in 1673 to a distinguished rabbinic family, and many say that they actually descended from the original Yosef Bechor Shor. He's actually most famous for his work Tevuah Shor on the laws of Shechita and Trefos, which was first printed in 1733 together with his commentary on Gemara, Bechor Shor. The Tevuah Shor includes a halachic summary called the Simla Chadasha, which summarizes the halacha l'maisa from the Tevuah Shor. And many Gedolei HaAchronim based their works on Hilchos Kashrus on the Tevuah Shor and the Simla Chadasha. So again, he passed away in 1737. This is the second Bechor Shor. And the reason why he named the Sefer Bechor Shor, besides for the obvious reason that his last name is Shor, is that in the Pasuk of Bechor Shoro Hadarlo, the Karnei Re'im Karnav, so all the letters from the beginning of the Pasuk until and including the letter Dalid in the word Hadar equal begamatria, the name Alexander Sender, 749, which is his name. Also, the word Vikarne and the word Karnov equal begamatria 366, and his name Alexander Sender, equals 365. We know he can be one off with gematria. He writes this all in his Agdama to the Bechor Shor and Talmud Bavli. So that's a little bit about the two Bechor Shors. You have Bechor Shor, the Rishon, the Rivash, who wrote a commentary not only in Tosfos on Masechtos, but also a commentary on the Torah, known as the Bechor Shor, which is very Pshat-oriented, similar to Rashi. And then there's Rav Alexander Sender Shor, known as the Bechor Shor on certain Masechtos, also the author of the Tevua Shor, who was a much later Achron, who also has very well-known commentaries on Masechtos and the Tevua Shor and Hilchos Shechita and Trefos.